Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell of the Empowerment Place Ministries. Grateful for each of you who have joined us this morning for another empowerment teaching. This morning our topic is What Dwells Within You. Posted this a few days ago on Facebook, and it got some rather charged responses because people were having to confront truth about what dwells on the inside of them. So it was just appropriate and timely that we take a look at that topic today. What dwells within you? So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this teaching opportunity. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is our revealer, the Holy Spirit that teaches us, empowers us, comforts us, the Holy Spirit that is the Spirit of truth. We ask now that the words that are spoken would bring clarity to those seeking clarity, understanding to those seeking understanding, and truth to those seeking truth, that it be none of me, yet all of you. And we thank you now and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So when we look at this, thank you, Lord. John chapter 14, verse 17 reads this way. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be with you. Now, for those who are a part of Empowerment Place, you know, of the last few weeks, we have been studying the Holy Spirit and the attributes of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit interacts with our lives. In the Old Testament, we see different scriptures about how the Holy Spirit came upon. In Numbers 11:25, it says, the Spirit came upon Moses and the 70 elders, and they prophesied. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson in Judges 14:19. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he slew 30 men. Even in 1 Samuel 16:13, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David when he was anointed king. In Isaiah 11, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Isaiah, and he prophesied about the coming Messiah. In the Old Testament, it's clear that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord came upon. But after Jesus, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he told us in his word that he was leaving, but he was going to send a comforter that would be with us. And after the time of his resurrection, the Holy Spirit now dwells within the believer, those who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those who believe on his death, burial, and resurrection. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. So when we look at that scripture at the end, and it says, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. When we talk about what dwells within you, we've got to begin to look at our actions. We look at the things that we do when we do them. We listen for the things that come out of our mouths. We look at whether we're responding to situations or we're reacting to situations, because we've got to know that whatever is in you, it's going to come out of you. Whatever is in you is going to come out of you. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't know where that came from. No, that's a lie. The truth is it was in you, and that's why it came out of you the way that it did. The trick of the enemy is that that stuff that's in us that we think is gone may lay dormant, and at the appropriate time, it'll show its face. And that's what I'll have you say, oh, I don't know where that came from. I thought that was gone. But see, the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you, the Holy Spirit guides you into truth. In Romans 8:14, it says, for as many are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. John 16:13 says, nevertheless, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So the question again, what's dwelling within you? Is what's coming forth from you truth? Yeah, we look at the fruit of the Spirit because the Holy Spirit dwells within us. It's made manifest through the fruit of the Spirit. Are you exemplifying the fruit? Are you exemplifying love? I don't know. Peace? Are you exemplifying these things? Because if it's in you, like I said, it's going to come out of you. But if you're not seeing it, if you're not experiencing the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, the meekness, the temperance, we know that the difference between the flesh and the Spirit is the flesh works. But the Spirit produces, it bears fruit. Are you bearing fruit? Or are you working on it? Are you toiling? Are you just treading your wheels, trying to make something happen, and then when things manifest from your lips or from your activities, you go, ooh, I don't know where that came from. Well, it dwells within you. It dwells within you. Stated, forgive us for the technical difficulty. As I stated, lately we have been encountering individuals who have been talking out of both sides of their mouth. You know, those who say, I'm with you, I love you, I care, I support what you do, but their actions speak differently. You know, that ugly side rears up its head with accusations, with things to try to belittle you and dummy you down. They want to constantly bring up your past and try to make you think that you have not overcome. And when those things happen, based on how we respond to it, it also speaks of what dwells within you. How many of you are feeling stuck right now? I mean, there's a situation in your life that you're dealing with, or you feel like you're dealing with, or you're trying to cope with, but it just has you feeling stuck. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know how to bring a resolve to this situation. Well, it's a good time for you to question what's dwelling within you. Because if the Holy Spirit is there and you're utilizing the Holy Spirit as you should, then you wouldn't be toiling as much as you are. Again, the Spirit produces, the flesh works. So if you're working at trying to bring resolve to a situation, let it go. And allow the Holy Spirit to do its job, his job. You hear us often talk about purpose with the Empowerment Place, understanding that each of us has purpose. Each of us has a defined assignment in the earth. as it is with the Holy Spirit. He has purpose. He has a designed assignment for each of our lives. That's to bring clarity and truth. Yet we constantly get in the way, our flesh stuff that we don't let go of. I don't know. I also find lately that there are a lot of individuals, women especially, who are having a hard time with turning things over to God. We are independent. We're so independent, and we're so strong, and we feel like we got to have it all together, and we've got to have all the answers, and oh, woe is me because I can't get this stuff to work out. And God was like, why do you keep trying to rely on yourself when I've given you the Holy Spirit? I left the Comforter there for you. Why are you tripping with this stuff? But you got to go back and look at what's dwelling inside of you. Are you still harboring bitterness? Are you still angry? Are you still harboring offense because somebody hurt your feelings? Are you still holding on to this stuff? And because you're holding on to it, it's causing things that need to happen not to happen because you're in the way. Envy and strife and jealousy, they're nasty things. They cause stress. They do. And I'm speaking to you from experience. There was time in my life when I was very bitter, very angry, upset with most things because I'd been hurt. So what dwelled within me was darkness. And it was my thought that before you hurt me, I'm going to make sure that I hurt you. That's how I existed. I tormented myself. Didn't have to worry about other people trying to do anything to me. I was doing enough to myself. But I wasn't utilizing the benefit. I wasn't utilizing the key, the very prominent key that God gave us, that key being the Holy Spirit. I was not utilizing the Holy Spirit that was left to build me up, to strengthen even my inner man. Ephesians 3:16 says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. I had answers already accessible to me, but I was too busy being in my own way. The Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:22, it says, in whom ye also are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit. With the presence of the Holy Spirit, we are building, we are God's building. We are God's building. We are his temple, a place of dwelling where God lives in us. And as a result, we have his attributes flowing through us. His attributes flowing through us, not our stuff. His attributes, those that produce what's dwelling within you. We've got some relationships that are not optimal. Individuals that we don't gel with. we're not buddies. We're cordial at the very least, but for whatever reason, we can't sync with these individuals. Why is that? If the attributes of God are flowing through you, if the Holy Spirit, who teaches and empowers and comforts and is the Spirit of truth, is on the inside of you, why is it that you can't connect with this person? Why is it that you can't show forth the love of God, which the word tells us that love covers the multitude of sin? What is it still within us dwelling that's prohibiting us from flowing the way that God wants us to flow. Yeah, I know. It's a time that you have to reflect. You have to think about where I've been, what I've done, who I've encountered, what words have I allowed to be spoken over me that seeded in me, that have taken root to something, and it has me struggling, it has me toiling, it has me feeling some kind of way more often than I should. When truth dwells within, it becomes easy for one to cast all their cares on Jesus, knowing that he cares. It's easy to lay all your cares at the altar and walk away, trusting that God is going to take care of them. But when we got other stuff dwelling on the inside of us, too often we're worrying about how we're going to do this and how that's going to be done. And we're not just worrying about our own situations, but we find ourselves being the dump spot for any and everybody to come and lay their stuff on us. And we, like the loving, caring, silly thief folk we are, we allow it. Instead of just saying, excuse me, I appreciate that you feel comfortable bringing me your life concerns, but let's pray. Because as much as I'd like to help you, I don't have the ability within myself. But you have the ability within you. If you're a believer, which I know you to be, let's take this to the Father. Yet utilize the Holy Spirit, which is within us, which will lead us to all truth. Let's do that. Come on, y'all. You know, we got enough stuff our own. We don't need nobody else's stuff. Okay. I don't need nobody. Okay. I'm just saying. I understand my role. I do what I do. But when it comes to your cares and your weights, come on. Let's take them to God. Let's utilize the power that he's given us. Let's exercise that truth that dwells on the inside of us. If it does, it does it. What dwells within you? We have callers on the line this morning. If you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, please press 1. We'll bring you on the line. Amen. What dwells within you? You know, to be born again and receive God's life, we must be drawn by the Spirit. And the moment this happens, we are accepted by the Father, and his eternal life begins to flow through us. When we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, that's a seal. It seals us as believers. Ephesians 1:13 says, "In whom ye also trusted, after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." The seal is the stamp of approval. The Holy Spirit who draws you into the family of God also puts his approval, his seal, on you as a believer, as a saint, as a kingdom ambassador. He seals you. When you know what dwells on the inside of you, the word says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Do you have the ability to draw others to Christ? Or are they running away from the church because of your witness? If you are his and the attributes of God are operating in you, the Holy Spirit, which empowers you and leads you into truth, sealing you as the believer, strengthening your inner man, building us for habitation. If the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, is dwelling within us, are you drawing men unto God? The word tells us that we're all ministers of reconciliation. Who have you aided in reconciling back to Christ lately? Yeah, we come up with, well, you know, I did this, and I prayed with that one, and I had a talk with this one about that, and, you know, well, but have you drawn them to you, or have you drawn them to Christ? See, we have to be very careful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When we are doing the work, that we're making sure that we're not doing this to edify ourselves, but we're doing this to edify Christ. Sometimes it becomes challenging when, you know, say the Lord had given you a word for someone and the word manifested and the situation became clear and all these things took place and you were like, wow, whoo, yay. And you feel this charge to want to speak and share and all these other things. And in the end, you have to make sure that God is being glorified and you're not getting big-headed because you feel like, oh, I'm important. I'm doing this thing. I am. Take you out of the equation and rely on him because that's still speaking to what dwells within you that is not God. Yeah. What dwells within you? I hope this morning that if you're not certain that it's the Holy Spirit that dwells within, that you make certain. During our closing prayer, that you've accepted Christ, that you believe, so that you can exercise and be utilized by God through the Holy Spirit, that people would begin to see less of you and more of him. Less of you, hear less of you, and hear more of him. Not that you have to be overly, quote-unquote, religious, and everything is, oh, hallelujah, praise God. No, not that. But that you're speaking words of empowerment, building each other up instead of tearing each other down. Wanting to be that one to bridge individuals from heartbreak and disparity to peace. To be that one that would lend a hand. To aid someone who's hurting. As we go about doing the work of the ministry, doing that which we've been purposed to do in the earth, you've got to know that the anointing of God is necessary. It's essential. It brings the necessary results, the needed results, in helping us to fulfill purpose. What dwells within you? Is there still some bits and pieces of your past that cause you to hold on to some things or some people because they're your crutch? But those same people that you're holding on to will sometimes be the very ones to drop kick you. There's a father who said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. He's there and he wants to aid us. He wants us to acknowledge the spirit of truth that resides within us. He wants us to be all that we can be for the kingdom of God. He wants us to take hold of the strength that's available. That even when we are faced with adversity, as the spirit of truth resides on the inside of us, it gives us the ability to keep our eyes on Jesus. What dwells within you? Is it the spirit of truth? Is it the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit that gives us power to witness and power to pray and comforts us and reveals future and teaches us and empowers us and guides us into truth and brings conviction and gives us boldness to witness. Or is it our stuff, our flesh stuff, that keeps us in bondage? It's my prayer this morning that this message causes you to reflect. Reflect on what's taking place. Reflect on what has been manifesting from you, your words and your behavior, whether you're responding or reacting to situations that are coming up. Because the truth is, whatever's inside of you, it's going to come out of you. And God wants you to know today that He desires to see coming from you evidence of the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. So, Father, we thank you this morning for the words that you've spoken. Thank you for the ears that have heard. Thank you for the spirits that have received. Father, we ask now that these seeds that have been planted would bring forth great harvest, that the manifestation that comes forth from the hearers would be evidence of your spirit dwelling within. We thank you for it now, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Listeners, I ask that you join us again on Tuesday of this week where we will be discussing domestic violence as a victim of domestic violence in the past. This is something very dear to me. So I ask that you join us in just talking about the effects of domestic violence. Until next time, know that you are the key to your own empowerment. Do something to empower yourself daily, and once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all.